Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Peah. Perichet Mishnah Tet is the last Mishnah in our Masechet. It concludes the series of Mishnayos about who can accept tzedakah, and then after that it moves into some final thoughts about tzedakah. So first of all, Mishiyeshlo Chamishim Zuz, who knows say v'no sein v'hem harez lo yitol. Our Mishnah is now bringing kind of an exception to the previous discussion where we had said that if a person has 200 zuz, that is enough to support his family for the year. And if he has less than that, then he is allowed to accept like a chikopeya and maaser ani. However, our Mishnah qualifies that and says that if he's a businessman and he has 50 zuz of capital, so not 200, a quarter of that, 50 zuz of capital with which to do his business and to purchase stock and to do whatever business is involved in his business, then that's a different story. Because 50 zuz that are properly invested in a good business, a good functional business, are worth far more than 200 because they will bring in profit in addition to themselves. And so, therefore, if you have 50 zuz, just a quarter of the typical annual amount of income required to survive, and you're using it for business, then you shouldn't take tzedakah because the probability is very, very high that you will you'll be fine and you will be above the 200 line for the year. Now, of course, if that's not the case, then at any given time, at any given week, if you drop below the minimum amount of 14 meals worth of money, then you can go to the kupa and collect money for tzedakah to feed your family while you're continuing to try to invest and get your business to work. From here, we're moving into kind of the wrap-up from the Masechet. And at this point, the Mishnah discusses something that really you can't have a conversation about tzedakah without raising the question of fakers. Right? That's always the big thing with tzedakah, right? Everybody wants to get tzedakah because everybody wants to help the poor. But everybody's also afraid of just giving their money to fakers because everybody knows there are people out there who pretend to need, but they really don't. They're just trying to steal from others. And there's some reason that they feel like they need this money, even though they actually financially don't. And so the Mishnah says, V'chomi she'eino tzarech litol, Vinotel, anyone who does not need to take tzedakah, but he does take tzedakah anyway, Einu niftamen ha'olamat shi'itzdar chabrios. Hashem hears that you want tzedakah, and therefore you will not leave this world before you will be in a circumstance where you will need others to support you, or you need charity. On the other hand, v'chomi shi'itzdar chlitol v'einu notel, what if somebody does need to take, but he doesn't? Now, the Gemara, the Rishalmi, is very clear that the issue here is not somebody who is really has no money to eat and is starving to death, and that it's better to starve yourself than to take tzedakah. That is not what the Mishnah says. That's not what the Mishnah is talking about. The Mishnah here is talking about someone who he could push himself a little bit and struggle and work hard and scrape by. Or he could take tzedakah. So for that person, if he chooses not to take tzedakah, but rather to really push himself and try hard not to need the tzedakah, not to take tzedakah, Eino meis min hazikna ad she'yafarnes acher mishalo. He will not die from old age before he is wealthy enough to support others, to have the opportunity to help others. Because here too, Hashem rewards him in that way. Now, however, somebody who absolutely needs the tzedakah and chooses not to, so the Rishalmi says very clearly, right? Kol hatzarech litol ve'eino notel. Someone who really needs to take tzedakah and doesn't, hareza shofech damim. He is a murderer because he is killing himself and potentially is killing his family. And that is really not acceptable. If you really need tzedakah, you have to take tzedakah. The question here is, if you could push yourself a little bit, so don't be so quick to go around and say to get tzedakah. Push yourself. Try to get by without. Hashem will reward you for that. Ve'alav hakasav omer. And it is about such a person. the person who pushes himself a little bit and doesn't rush to take tzedakah, but really pushes himself as much as he can to try to avoid taking tzedakah. The pasuk says about him, Baruch HaGever Asher Yivtach BaHashem, blessed is the man who trusts in God. And what is the result of that? V'hayah Hashem Yivtacho. Hashem will be the one that he can trust. Hashem will reward that trust by paying it back. Now we move into kind of similar ideas, not directly related to tzedakah, but similar kinds of ideas. V'chein dayan shedan din emes lamiso. And so too, a judge who judges honestly. Now, the way that our Mishnah is formulated right now, it seems like that is connected to the previous pasuk. Baruch HaGever Sheyivtach BaHashem. Praiseworthy is a man who trusts in God. Because a judge who judges honestly, it's because he trusts in God, and then he doesn't have to play politics. You know, he's willing to do the right thing, even if it's not necessarily politically expedient. However, there is an alternate gears of the Mishnah, which we'll discuss in a moment. V'chol mi she'eino lo chiger v'lo suma v'lo piseach. Someone who is not handicapped. Okay, the examples here in our Mishnah are a chiger, is a person who has one damaged leg, a suma, a blind person, or a piseach, a person who has two damaged legs. But we're talking about anybody with really a physical handicap and acts as though he has a physical handicap, again, to take advantage of the kindness of others. He will not leave this world. Will not die of old age before he does have a physical disability that will hamper him. Shinemar tzedek tzedek tirdof. As it says, you shall chase down justice, chase after justice. Now, that is a legitimate pasuk proof, right? Of course, that fits because you really need to be honest and just in the way you act with other people. However, there is another girsa, another version of the Mishnah in which this pasuk, Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof, refers back to the previous statement about the judge. Echein dayan shedan din emes lamito. A judge who judges honestly about him, the pasuk says, Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof, you shall chase after justice. Leman tichya, so that you will live, right? And that your reward is long life for doing that. And here is inserted another pasuk, from Mishlei, v'doresh ra'a tivoenu, and one who seeks out evil, it will find him. And that is then the pasuk for the people who are faking a handicap, that you seek out bad stuff, then it will find you in the end. And the final statement of the Mishnah, v'chol dayan shelokeach shochad umatis hadin, and any judge who accepts bribes and twists the judgment, he will not die of old age until his eyes dim. He will experience difficulty seeing, right? Shinemar, as it says in the pasuk, v'shochad lo sikach, do not take a bribe, ki ashochad ya'aver pikchim, because a bribe will blind the eyes of those who see clearly. That brings us to the end of our discussion of Matnos Aniyim in Maseches Peah. Sulik, Maseches Peah.